908 here at KDXU, 890, 92.5 and 106.1 KDXU. Also, you can stream us. You can get your Alexa to play it while you're waking up and moving around. I'm Dale Desmond. Guys, we are wrapping up the first week of the new show, and we don't have an official name yet, but we're closing in on it. We're getting some people are chiming in on it, but we don't have an official name yet for the name of the show. Now, for those of you that have been listening earlier this week, you know that at some point, I want to say it was over the weekend, or was it sometime this week, I woke up in the middle of the night, I had this thought to name the show Southern U-Talk. Because I want it to be, obviously, Southern Utah. I want it to be about you guys. And I want it to be, we're going to talk about issues going on in town, in the state, in the country. Fun things, hard things, heavy stuff, light stuff. We'll give some stuff away, but I want it to be about you guys. Southern Utah is what we're thinking. We've got a couple of other suggestions. I want to get you the text line. The new text line. 435-261-4540. 261-4540. The new text line. You can text in. You have some thoughts. It is a free phone Friday. Phone line's wide open. Whatever you guys want to talk about. 673-5890. You know that number. That one's the same. That'll always be the same. It's been that number since the dawn of time. It'll continue to be so. Now, they don't have a little flasher. In other radio stations I've worked for in past years, they have a little flasher that flashes in the studio. They don't have ringers, because otherwise you'd hear that doo-doo-doo-doo-doo going on in the background, which is what happens when you're in a meeting and somebody, or you're at church and someone leaves their phone on, you know, and that's, it just sounds terrible. So I have to just kind of be glancing at the phone to see when the phone line is ringing. So be patient. If you're calling, you want to get through. I want to get to your calls all hour long. Free phone Friday. 673-5890, 673-5890. Got something you want to talk about, things going on in town. We've got both Ivins, Santa Clara Ivins, as well as St. George, going to be turning over mayors. And a member of the city council going on to be the mayor, which means we're going to have an empty seat on the city council. And Ivins, as well as St. George, will have an appointed and lobbied for, I guess, for lack of a better term, lobbied for seat on the city council. And how that'll all go down. The first city council meeting of the year in January, they will have a special session where the mayor will be sworn in, and then they will take thoughts and people looking to apply for and run for and to be appointed for that empty city council seat. Now, whether or not any of the city council folks that were running for city council that didn't make it in the actual election, either in the primary or in the general election in November, it remains to be seen who is going to show up and who is going to look to be appointed. I'm interested to see if any of those, because I know several of those people on both of those city councils did not get appointed or did not get voted in. That may look to get appointed to it. So a lot to get to this hour. The Powerball. I want to start with this. I know in Southern Utah, not a lot of folks do the lottery. That's why we don't have a lottery in Utah. A lot of folks have to make that drive to, I call it Little Beaver, to a little field, to Beaver Dam. $1 billion Powerball jackpot. And it's, that's a lot. That's enough to make a lot of people make that drive. You know, if it's a paltry $200 million, I'm not making that drive. But a lot of folks for $1 billion, we'll make that drive. Now, before you take up the collection around the office, before your Elders Quorum presidency decides to pull your money together and go get a lottery ticket, a Powerball ticket, there's something you want to be aware of. There's something you should be aware of. There's a full report on this. There's a full article on this on our website, 890kdxu.com. 70%. According to reports, 70% of major lottery winners are bankrupt within just a couple of years, within a few years. that's, I don't know what their term of major is. I mean, to me, you know, you win the minor, the little scratch off, you win 25 grand. That's a major. That's a major to me. Be thinking about it. It'll change your life. I've only known one lottery winner in my life, and he seemed like he had his life together, but that was 10 years ago. So I don't know where he's at nowadays. But, yeah, 70% of lottery winners, major lottery winners, are bankrupt within just a few years. There's a full report, how to avoid it, things that you need to think about, are on our website, 890KDXU.com. Text line is open, 435-261-4540. We've got some Alex text in and said, what about for the name of the show? I want to have this nailed down at the end of the show today, by the way. I want to have it nailed down here's where this is going to be the name of the show going forward. I want to have this nailed down. We've had some thoughts all week. We had Red Rock Talk, which I kind of like the ring of it. I don't know that it's going to work because of a couple of different things. There's other radio group with a name, Red Rock. There's a Red Rock business everywhere. On the one thought, I like it because it rolls out the tongue nice. But I don't quite think that's going to work. But if you guys love it, you can text me. Let's see. We got the Great Zion. Alex, is this Alex? Alex says the Great Zion with Dale Desmond. The Great Zion. That sounds like the Great Wizard of Oz, right? Doesn't it? I like that. It makes me seem... No. We'll see. What do you guys think? The Great Zion. You can text in 435-261-4540. Some other thoughts throughout the week that have come in. I'm trying to look through some of these. There were some good ones. Some ones that Dale's Dixie Dialogue. Dale's Dixie Dialogue was one option from... I'm trying to see who this was from. It doesn't say the name. Oh, Rich, our truck driver, Rich, who's listening. So some good ideas there. We also had one from, I'm trying to remember her name. I know she texted me yesterday with these options for a name. Debbie is who it is. She was thinking about calling it Tell Dale Show. It's called the Tell Dale Show. And I said, you know, I think maybe we'll come up with a segment called Tell Dale. Whether it's, something going on in the community you got to tell me about, whatever it is, I'd love to know what it is you guys want to talk about. You can text me anytime at the new text line, 435-261-4540. You can always call up Free Phone Friday, 673-5890. Some other things going on, the Reads Across America, we've talked about that going on at Tahnequint. At the Tahnequint Cemetery. It's going to be 10 o'clock tomorrow. David Cordero from the St. George City was here talking about it. My good buddy David Cordero, who has maybe the greatest hair in St. George. If you know David, he's got the widow's peak. He's got it down. He's always bouncing between a box cut and the slick back look. Either way, it looks fantastic. He was here talking about Reads Across America earlier this week. And they're going to have a very cool event tomorrow at Tahnequint Cemetery, 10 o'clock. They're going to have the Veterans Memorial right there on that roundabout. They'll have that obviously closed down because it'll be people gathered around there. They're going to have some guest speakers talking about Reads Across America. And it's another way to honor our veterans that are buried at Tahnequint. Now, it's only going to be at Tahnequint. It won't be at the St. George Cemetery, only at Tahnequint. But imagine if you want to go lay a wreath. If you have a loved one that's a veteran buried at the St. George Cemetery, I'm sure nobody will stop you. But they do, Reads Across America, there's a little organization with it that they have a little, I don't want to say a prayer, but a little saying that you say to honor the veteran that's buried there as you lay a wreath right before Christmas on that grave. So it's a really cool thing. Reads Across America that's going on in Hurricane, going on in Cedar, the different cemeteries there. But wherever you're at, you can get involved with Reads Across America. Phones lines are open, 673-5890, 673-5890. We got text coming in. What do you think about Dixie U-Talk? Dixie, you talk. Just a thought. I like that. Becky and Trace got us on in there. Thank you guys for listening. Just a thought of Dixie, you talk. Just a thought to bring back Dixie to Southern Utah. I think it's here. Dixie Talks, also another thought, another text coming in. Dixie Talks, I like that. Southern Utah, got to vote for Southern Utah. So what do you guys think? I would love to hear from you guys. Let's, you know what, it's Friday. I'm feeling sassy. It's coming up on the holidays. Let's give away a $10 gift card to Angelica's Mexican Grill, our studio sponsor here. So what we're going to do is I want to give you guys a text line number. You guys can text it in, 435-261-4540. I keep wanting to switch that around. 435-261-4540. The question I want you to answer is, what percentage, according to the survey, what percentage of parents say they're getting clothing for their kids? What percentage of parents, according to the survey, what percentage of parents say they're getting clothing for their kids? Text me right now, 435-261-4540, and I'm going to give away a $10 gift card to Angelica's Mexican Grill. You have to get the street tacos. The carne asada street tacos are absolutely worth the price of admission. And how they grill the taco shells and make them crispy, oh my gosh, I'm ready for one. Jack, is it open yet? Jack! Let's see if Angelica's is open yet. I want to get a... an early one. All right, now this is pretty specific. This number is pretty specific. What percentage of parents say they are getting clothes for their kids for Christmas? You can't call my cell phone. I don't know who's calling me right now. Somebody's calling my cell phone trying to get through, but you can text in 435. I'm just getting the... Well, that's interesting. I'm getting the... Oh, this is coming through on the text line. I see. You can actually call the text line. That's fun. 435-261-4540, the text line, the call line, 673-5890, the way it's always been. We've got a bunch of different thoughts coming in on this. It's a specific. I'm going to give you some hints as we get closer to it, but it's not somebody guessed 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 all in one text. That's pretty smart, but that is none of the above. Sorry, is that Debbie? That is guessing all of those. She really wants Angelica's today. That is fantastic. Now think about it. Think about all of the Christmases you grew up. How many Christmases did you get clothing? Socks and underwear, a new shirt, new pants, whatever. And we're always like, no, I want an Atari 2600 from back in the day. You guys are guessing way too high. 75%, 80%, 78%. Jerry says 80%. You can text your name as well. I'd love to hear what you guys, what your names are so I can give you a shout out on the air. Make sure you include your name. Linda Blair saying 30%. Now, Linda's the only one that's too low. So it is a little bit higher than that. You can text in. At our new text line is 435-261-4540. That's not a call line because that just rings to my cell phone. Interestingly enough, it's not my cell phone number, but it rings to my cell phone. So somebody's trying to, if you want to call in, I guess we'll take some calls as well. 673-5890, 673-5890. Robbie says 50%. Robbie's getting close. 33 is too low, 63 is too high. What percentage of parents say they are getting clothing for their kids for Christmas? I honestly, when I looked at this, I thought this is way lower than I thought it was. But then again, some of you may be on the other side of it and think, what are you, crazy? That's way too high. You're out of your mind. All right. We'll take a quick break, and we will come back. Hopefully get a correct answer here. I did say that it's higher than 50, lower than, what number did I say, 60-something. Lower than 60, it's higher than 50. All right, that's your bracket to fill it in. 435-261-4540. The percentage of parents say they're getting clothing for their kids this Christmas. Angelica's Mexican Grill. We've got a $10 gift card up for grabs here. on News Radio 890 and 92.9 106.1 KDXU. .9 27 here at KDXU. I'm Dale Desmond, the new host of the soon-to-be-named talk show here in the 9 o'clock hour on KDXU. We got lots and lots of thoughts on the name of the show. We got lots of folks trying to win Angelica's Mexican Grill. We do have a winner. It is Debbie. Where is she? I got to find. There it is. Debbie from St. George, right on the border of Washington, which everybody lives. I feel like that border is as crooked as a politician. We just had Cress Staley in here yesterday. It was like, who drew that border for? It's, I'm telling you, it goes in all sorts of directions. Just crazy. We've got a winner. The actual number is the percentage of parents that say they're getting their kids clothing for Christmas. 57%. Debbie from St. George is our winner. Debbie, we'll get a hold of you after the show. We got more Angelica's giveaway. I've got some more thoughts on Christmas gifts here in just a little bit. You can call us up. The phone line, it's open, 673-5890-673-5890. Let's get on the phones. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Richard.
Hey, Richard. Where are you calling from, buddy?
Is this Red Rock talk?
This Richard called earlier this week, and he's like, "I want it to be Red Rock talk," and you're holding. Hey, you got it. You're holding steady on it. Is that what you're calling to put in your vote? You have something else on your mind?
Well, I was thinking what you said about the lottery winners.
Yeah.
Let's see. If I won $1 billion and I'm bankrupt in, would you say, 10 years?
Yep.
Can you imagine the fun you had, though, in 10 years?
All right, Richard, let's drill down on this a little bit. If you did win the Powerball, you've got, I think the payout is, if you take the automatic payout or the lump sum, I think it's like $450 million, almost half a billion dollars, right? Let's just say you've got.
Tax-free, or is that still a taxable?
So that's after everything's paid. Let's say after everything's paid, you've got $400 million. What's the first fun thing you're going to do with it? I'm not talking about paying bills. I'm not talking about, paying off your house. I mean, I don't know if you probably have your house paid off. You sound like a fiscally responsible person. Richard, what are you going to do with it? First irresponsible thing, what are you going to do, do you think?
Irresponsible. Probably hire a bunch of lawyers to say protect myself. That's irresponsible.
I think that's responsible. Are you going to go buy a dirt bike? Or are you going to get,
buy one of those? I need a yacht, I think.
A yacht?
The ocean is in my blood, and this will get me to my island, you know?
All right. You buy yourself an island and buy yourself a big yacht. I like it.
Well, my wife bought a charity, so we'd have to set up a big charity.
Of course, helping out the needy. I like it. I would do, you know what's, and it's not irresponsible, Richard, what I would do is I absolutely would pay off people's houses just randomly. People I'd beat on the street, somebody I thought was cool or nice or, I'll give you a perfect example, Richard, and thanks for calling, buddy. There was a couple weeks ago, there was a wreck on River Road, almost to Riverside. It was one of those little side streets, and somebody had hit an RV, and it looked like, I'm guessing there was injuries, because as I turned and went down Riverside, I saw an ambulance and a couple fire trucks coming. What I did see, though, and this is why I'm saying if I was independently wealthy, had millions of dollars, there was a lady that pulled off to the side of the road on River Road. Her car was, just past the accident, and she got out, and she was wearing scrubs. I'm guessing she was an RN just leaving work, had just probably put in, and I'm, there's a lot of hyperbole here, potentially. She had just gotten out of her car, had probably just gotten off of a 12-hour shift at the hospital, probably tired, wanting to go home, and sees an accident. And what does she do? She pulls over and goes and helps out. I don't know. Maybe she worked at a dentist's office and, she knows some CPR. But I would find out who that lady was, and I would pay off her house. Stuff like that. I would, somebody that was doing good things. This guy in Cedar earlier this week, the guy that pulled over to help the accident and was hit by a sliding vehicle and killed, pay off their house. I would do stuff like that. Now, as far as irresponsible, I got, oh man, I got plenty of irresponsible things. If I win the Powerball, there's plenty of irresponsible things. I've probably got more irresponsible things than responsible things I do with it. I think I travel a lot, but I will tell you this, guys, and I'm just starting the show this week. I can honestly tell you, if I was independently wealthy, I would still do this show every day. I've been in radio, and I know I'm new to a lot of you, and some of you know who I am, and some of you don't. I've been in radio for almost 30 years, just about 30 years since I got out of high school. I graduated in the mid-90s. I'll be 49 this next year, and I would do this radio show, but you can bet that it's exactly 9:59:50 when I fire the legal ID, is what we call it, that little thing that says KDXU, St. George, blah, 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 and then we go to Fox News. I would be in my car. By the time the legal ID finished playing, I would be in my car. Would you quit your job? If you won the Powerball, it's $1 billion, would you quit your job? Would you keep working just to keep sane? Would your life be travel? Would your life be, what would it be like? I mean, again, on our website, 890kdxu.com, there's an article about why and how 70% of major Powerball or major lottery winners go bankrupt. 70%. I would make it my life's goal not to become that statistic. That's for sure. I would still come and do this show. And I have to get up early. I'm not going to lie, guys. And my alarm goes off at 4:30 every day. 4:30 a.m. And I'm here, and I'm doing it for you. It's a public service. I would do it for free. I would do it for free. I would tell them to donate my salary, whatever you got to do. You know what I would do? I would give away my salary on the radio. That's what we do every day. Whatever my prorated salary would be, I would give it to you guys. We would give away cash every single day. Whatever you know, my negotiated salary was for the day, and split that up. I would give away that salary every day to one of you out there. We would just. I'm telling you, I would be Scrooge McDuck, the opposite of Scrooge McDuck. Whatever that is, I would just be giving money away. I'd be paying off people's houses. I would probably go bankrupt. I'd take it back. Maybe I would go bankrupt. All right, let's give away some more Angelicas, guys. The new text line, 435-261-4540. 435-261-4540. Another part of this same survey, what percentage of parents say they're getting books for their kids this Christmas? This isn't just over the past few years. This is this year. This is 2,000 parents polled. This percentage of parents say they're getting their kids books this Christmas. You can text me right now, giving away a $10 gift card to Angelica's Mexican Grill. Debbie's already won one of them. 435-261-4540. This, I'm going to give you a hint, is lower than what the clothing was. But I imagine this counts as ebooks, as the Kindle books. I think that is probably in here as well. I'll say it's lower than the percentage for clothing, which was 57%. Text me right now, 435-261-4540. Program that number in. It's our new text line. Also taking your thoughts on Richard wants the new show to be called Red Rock Talk. We do have a couple of texts here from, I'm trying to see if there's a name on this, wants it to be called Southern Utah's Dixie Dialogue with Dale Desmond. Dixie Dialogue with Dale Desmond. That's a lot of D's. I like that. Older people, it says older people are radio listeners. Use Dixie. That is loved by your listeners. Dropping Dixie has been the woke crowd. Okay. Dropping Dixie has been the real crowd. I like it. I like it. I think we could, that might, we'll see if that garners some votes. What do you guys think? Dixie Dialogue with Dale Desmond. Or my thought, I woke up in the middle of the night, Southern U Talk with Dale Desmond. Either way, I like it. We're going to go with one of them. I'm hoping to have a decision made by the end of the show today. We'll consult with the consultants, the people that actually have the power, unlike you and I. Although I would say you have the power. I will say that. What percentage of parents are buying or planning on buying their kids books this Christmas? $10 gift card to Angelica's Mexican Grill up for grabs. You can text in 435-261-4540. I want to pivot a little bit. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. Did you guys know there is a hockey team in Southern Utah? Now, if you want to go see it, and there's not a lot of hockey. I grew up in Western New York before I moved out west when I was a kid. I've been in St. George for about 8 years and absolutely love it. I am planning on spending every day of my life here if I can, here in Southern Utah. I absolutely love it here in St. George. But I grew up in Western New York. Hockey and lacrosse were the big sports. And when I moved out west, I was 13. I went to Quincy Junior High. And I said, hey, when does the lacrosse team practice? And everybody said, what's lacrosse? And it was like, where have we come? What have we done? But hockey is a big deal on the East Coast and in Canada, obviously. Here in the Rocky Mountain West, surprisingly, it's not huge. But the people that are hockey fans are huge hockey fans. And Cedar City, Cedar City has a hockey team. It's a minor league hockey team. If you're aware of it, it's called the Iron County Yeti. They actually play at a hockey, an ice rink, a really nice ice rink in Enoch. And you can go. They have a couple of games this weekend. Tonight and tomorrow. You can go to their website, IronCountyYeti.com, is this minor league hockey team, the Iron County Yeti, which is funny because they were going to name the Utah Yeti. That was a front runner for the team in Salt Lake, but they ended up being called the Mammoth. But they're playing games tonight and tomorrow. They usually play a Sunday game, but it's only two games this week. I went a couple weeks ago, and I'll tell you, it was cold. It was you get into the arena, and it's cold. If you're coming from St. George, so bring a blanket, bring a jacket. It's okay. People are wrapped up. It's cool. They're metal benches. They're metal stands in there, and so those are cold on the old backside. So you might want to keep in mind to take a pad with you, take a blanket. But the Iron County Yeti, and they were really good. Like they absolutely speed bagged a team from Colorado. I was really impressed. It was good quality hockey. Some young men, a lot from all over the world. Some from Utah, a lot from Canada. You can go check out that website. Get your ticket information. And I'm not getting paid for this. I just am a hockey fan. And it's close. It's closer than having to go to and fight with all the craziness of Vegas. IronCountyYeti.com. All right, let's get on the phones. We've got a phone call coming in. Good morning. You're on KDXU. Who's this?
This is Barbara. How are you?
Hey, Barbara. I am good. I'm good. What's happening this morning?
Well, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Radio.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you. And for some of us who used to call in, but the open show kind of went away
open
a
mic.
Little bit with
yeah.
Andy. Yeah. Okay. But I like the all the D's. The what was it again?
Dixie Dialogue with Dale Desmond. Dixie Dialogue with Dale Desmond.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that a lot.
All right.
And anyway.
I like incorporating. Thank you, Barbara. I like incorporating Dixie into it. I think it is a heritage thing. How long have you lived in St. George, Barbara?
I have lived in the St. George area all of my life.
Okay.
Except for about 4 years. I was born and raised here. I used to be a Hafen.
Okay.
And my mother was a Tobler. So
oh, yeah.
I've got deep roots in the area.
I love it.
Loved it. Love living here. It's a wonderful place and good people. And we welcome you to the area and to the radio.
Thank you.
and maybe I'll call in once in a while. You never know.
I really hope you will, Barbara. I always want to hear your thoughts. I always want to know what you're thinking, the struggles you're dealing with. I mean, obviously, you can keep your personal stuff to yourself if you want. I mean, we can share it on the radio. Whatever you're willing to share, right?
Yeah. Barbara, we'll figure that out.
We'll figure that out. Exactly. Thank you.
And have a wonderful Christmas.
You too, Barbara. Merry Christmas to you as well. Thank you. Thank you for calling up, Barbara. I gotta make sure I get it right. Dixie Dialogue with Dale Desmond. What do you guys think? That's gaining some traction. Now, the text line... I don't know what I just did. I just clicked something that I think I did something bad. Okay. You can text me at 261-4540, but the call-in line is 673-5890. I know. We haven't figured out how to get both sides into one number. That would be great. Call-in line 673-5890. You can program the call line into your phone. The text line, though, is 435-261-4540. All right. We've got winners. We got to get a winner here. Somebody close. I'm going to give this one. The closest is, the percentage of parents that say they are getting books for their kids this Christmas is 26%. I got a Washington number here, a 509 number. That guessed 28%. We're gonna award that one. $10 gift card to Angelica's Mexican Grill. So we'll take some more of your calls on. We'll do one more giveaway in the next segment. We'll come back. We'll do one more chance for you to win. I want everybody to feel like they got a chance. If you're chiming in late, I want you to feel like you've got a chance to win Angelica's Mexican Grill. We'll do one more giveaway in the final segment. Take some more of your texts, some more of your calls. Want to try and name the show. I'm thinking my thought was Southern U Talk with Dale Desmond. We're getting a little push this afternoon, this morning. Dixie Dialogue with Dale Desmond. What do you guys think? You can text me 435-261-4540. Coming right back with more Angelica's Mexican Grill to give away. Stick around. .946 right here on 890, 92.5 and 106.1 KDXU. I'm Dale Desmond. Guys, I will tell you that I've spent most of my career in country music. Those of you that don't know, I used to work here when it was Cherry Creek Media. Now it's Town Square Media. And I have to say that When I was filling in for Mike McGarry way back in the day, I have to say that I don't know if I'm I don't I had a lot of fun with it. By the third day, at first it freaked me out. I was like, all this talk is crazy. But as time went on, I was like, this is a lot of fun. There's a lot of cool people that are wanting to hear say some stuff, and I want to hear from you guys, and I want to meet some new friends. And so this is a lot of fun. So we'll see what you guys think. We were still looking for the final episode, the final segment here. We're taking some calls, some thoughts. Southern U Talk, or it says the 4 D's with Dale Desmond from Roy. Dixie Dialogue with Dale Desmond. Want to know what you guys think. You can text me 435-261-4540. I think I've got somebody on the phone. I'm not sure. Let's see, which one would it be on? Is it this one? Are you there? No, okay. So you can, the text line is just a text line, I think. If you want to call in, you can call 673-5890, 673-5890, or you can text in 435-261-4540. Getting some more thoughts on this Dixie Dialogue with Dale Desmond. Getting some votes there. Let's see. If you won the Powerball, what would you do with it? I'm not talking about responsible stuff. Paying off bills, pay off the house. I want to talk about fun, guys. It's a Friday. It was a fun lottery Friday. Who is this? Is this Debbie? I think this might be Debbie. Text it in. I would help my kids a little bit of money, go on a nice trip, and then, but not too much because I believe I don't believe in spoiling them. All right. Would you? I agree. I agree, Debbie. I would. All of my siblings, my kids, everybody gets $100,000 if I win the lottery. And that's it. That's all you get. Don't come to me for more money ever again. Make it work or do without, as they say back in the old day. 435-261-4540. This weekend, the NFR is in Vegas. A lot of concerts going on there. What's interesting about Vegas, and maybe you guys get this, you have people, friends of yours, family members, that come to Vegas and don't tell you. And then you're like, what the heck, man? I'm like 90 minutes up the road. Why would you come all the way from Florida and not tell me you're going to be in Vegas? You see it on Facebook or whatever, and you're like, this, what is happening? You're a little bit offended by that when they come to Vegas. I will tell you one time, funny story. I was at the, I was going to see a concert. I was going to see Shania Twain at Planet Hollywood, and it's connected to the Horseshoe. And so a friend of mine, we were at the Horseshoe ahead of time, and we were just walking through the casino. We were just kind of hanging out, killing some time, playing some of the little countertop slots. And I look over, and right next to me is my uncle from New York. My Uncle Paul and my Aunt Diane are standing right next to me. And I looked over, and he wasn't even watching me. I said, hey. And he looks at me, and it took him a full 10 seconds to register what had just happened. And he was looking at his nephew, who, by the way, lives just up the road, didn't tell me. And it was like this big thing, and he couldn't believe that I was standing right there, bumped right into him. And then I was like, why didn't you tell me you were coming to Vegas? I live literally up the street. This is an absolute, I don't know, maybe you guys don't get ticked off as well, but I don't know. I think it was, I was a little mad that he came all the way from New York. It just happened this week. A buddy of mine from Montana was in town in Vegas for the NFR. And didn't tell me, and I just texted him this morning and tell him he was a real turkey for not telling me. What would you guys do with the lottery? If you were to win the lottery, would you do something good with it? What would you do with it? Got text coming in, says, first of all, being LDS, I thought we weren't supposed to be gambling like buying lottery tickets, but if I did, and I did get a lot of money, I'd pretty much just live in an average home, except a cleaner neighborhood, maybe get a new car, even though it's been great, because in March, it'll be 30 years old. Whoa. You know, I'd say hang on to that thing. That's a vintage thing. Fix it up, make it nice. I'm telling you. You know, I think, and this is my interpretation of the gospel, I think if you, there's a lot of gambles in life, right? Getting in your car and driving to work is a gamble. Isn't it? Now, maybe I'm justifying, and, you know, again, take it for what you will. Getting in your car and going to work every day is a gamble. Having insurance, right, is a gamble. And we can argue that. The point is, if you're spending all your money gambling, you're spending all your paycheck gambling, that is terrible. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what walk of life is. But if you got a wife and a family, and you got a husband and a family, and you got people depending on you, and you're spending an insane amount of money on gambling, that is a problem, and there's ways to help you. Now, if you are on your way to Vegas, you're flying out somewhere, you swing in, and you get a lottery ticket on your way by, and just for fun, hey, it's just for fun. There's a lot of things I do for fun. Everybody goes to Swig. That's for fun. You stop by Maverick, you get a candy bar. That's for fun. Am I justifying it? Maybe. But there's plenty of justifications in my life we could talk about. All right, one more quick little giveaway. The final question here in a survey of 2,000 U.S. parents, that what percentage plan to give their kids video games this Christmas? This makes my heart very happy. There's a hint for you. It makes my heart extremely happy. You can text me right now. The new text line is 435-261-4540. What percentage of parents, U.S. parents, plan to give their kids video games this year? And the number makes my heart very, very happy. 261 4540, the number to call, to text in. You can also call in on the call-in line, 673-5890. Let's jump on the phones. One quick call before the top of the hour. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Debbie. Just finishing the checks. Okay, so
you're finishing the checks?
The checks. Besides my car being almost 3 years old,
yes.
It's a great car.
Okay.
I would want to help people that are really in bad health or working super hard, even though they spend wisely and stuff.
Yeah.
Not moochers, sorry.
Yep.
The reason why I'm this way, and it's a blessing, is because my dad was a multimillionaire, and I'd rather have love from him than, even though he didn't spoil me with money, but I'd rather, basically, money turns me off.
Sure,
and I'd love to help people. And I'm very, very frugal, and I'm proud of it. Thank you.
I love that. Thank you, Debbie, for calling. Tell your dad to call me. He can give you love. I'll take his money. It's fine. I've gotten no problem with that. All right, for a $10 Angelica's gift card, what percentage of parents are planning on giving their kids video games this Christmas? This makes me feel really, really happy. Somebody said 6-7. That's very funny. That's very funny. I was on a Zoom call last night for a class I'm taking, and somebody was like, I don't know what this is all about. What is it all about, this 6-7 thing? And if you're wondering the same, I'm just going to take a second and explain it. There is a rap song that inexplicably got picked up on TikTok, and all the millennials just started making TikToks about this 6-7 with the hand motion. And what it means is, I don't know, somewhere 6-7, whatever. And that's why the hand motion goes up and down. Now you can talk to your kids and your grandkids and go and just annoy them now, because it was a funny thing weeks and weeks ago, and months ago. And now the Generation Alpha are just kind of rolling their eyes at it. Is there anything better as a parent than annoying your teenagers? Is there anything more gratifying? They annoy you, now you get to annoy them and just say 6-7, and you know what it's talking about now. So that's what I'm saying. All right, let's give this away to, let's see, I'm trying to see if there's anybody even close. What percentage of parents are planning on giving their kids video games? So it was 57% for clothing, 26% books. And the answer is 26% are planning on giving their kids video games. So that means the same number, either they're lying about it and are embarrassed about it, the same number of parents are planning on giving their kids books as they are video games. Now think about that as you're going into the holiday season, and if you've not done your Christmas shopping yet, think about that. Maybe balancing out, if you're going to be giving something that, you know, if you're going to be giving candy away, balance it out with a granola bar. Balance it out with, a toy that's going to help them with, with something that's going to help them with brain function, whatever. Think about balancing out garbage with good. I think that if we were to do that in life, if you were to exercise, 15 minutes for every slice of Maverick's pizza I ate, right? I mean, I would, if I were to go and work out really good, you balance your life out. Have an equal amount of water for every gallon of soda that we drink when we stop and fill that thing up or swing by a Swig or whatever. What would we do? How would your life feel? How would you feel if you balance your life out? Maybe that's what we'll call the show. We'll call it Life Balance with Dale Desmond. Nope, that sounds terrible and boring. That sounds like a John Tesh thing, doesn't it? We have a few more texts coming in here. One of my favorite axioms, is it axioms? The lottery is a tax on those who are bad at math. The lottery is a tax on those who are bad at math. Or you like to think of it as natural selection. You know what I'm saying? If somebody, I think we all know people that if they win the lottery, it'll kill them, right? If they had an unlimited amount of money, they would probably not just go bankrupt, but would probably kill them. They would probably get into destructive behavior that would take their life, I would imagine. I have family members that I think fit into that category. All right, guys, as we wrap up the show, I want to thank you guys again for spending the time. We're going to collect these votes, see how it goes. Southern U Talk with Dale Desmond. We've got Dixie Dialogue with Dale Desmond. That's a lot of D's. Getting some good votes, though. You guys can continue to text in. We'll watch that throughout the day. Good job, Linda. Linda said 26% on video games. Very nice. And Linda's trying to get a little... trying to sneak that in there. That is sneaky. Very, very sneaky. I think whatever we decide on with the name, this is going to be the closing. This is going to be the closing music of every show from now on. I DJ a lot of weddings in the fall and in the spring. And this is, I play this whenever it's time to be done and everybody's time to go home. Hey guys, we'll see you Monday. I'm Dale Desmond on KDXU.
Closing time. From the Angelic.